This is Ref FM Community Radio. Your story, our voice.
Hello, welcome to our today news from the Ref FM at 1 o'clock on Monday, the 23rd of March. I'm Santos Madil, and this is the news. Muslim in Kakuma and worldwide conducted fasting and prayers against coronavirus. And school children to resume learning at the home starting from today, Monday. Religious people have held many prayers seeking for God's help to this disease called coronavirus. And last week, Thursday, Muslims worldwide prayed and fasted for 24 hours asking God's help to intervene against COVID-19. According to Yusuf Hossein, a sheikh in one of the mosques in Kakuma 1, Muslims always come together for prayers whenever there is an outbreak of disasters such as sickness or drought to ask God for help.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حنون كان عذر عن فعل وعالم كمن كدعى لبكي سنواته
إسلام. I'm Yusuf Hussein and I'm living in Kakuma 1, Zone 1, Block 3. To start the name of Allah, this is a disaster that happened around the world and it has its major problems. As Muslims, our religion orders us obligation that Allah and Prophet need us to follow. The obligation includes that every Muslim person will learn to read the Quran whether at home, mosque or anywhere that is a must be done as we ordered. Secondly, our religion orders us fasting and prayers whenever we see or experience things that will bring problems such as diseases like COVID-19, cholera and other diseases. We fast pray in group for almost 1 month so that Allah will reduce our sins and prevent both Muslims and non-Muslims to be affected by diseases. And we pray that all diseases and other major problems will be taken away from all human beings by Allah through prayers. When such disasters comes, Muslims are supposed to run to Allah's side in his mosque. Keep on more prayers, but as government suspended all public gathering, each Muslim person must continue praying, fasting at home, and accept the orders from the government and understand that Allah has given us this religion for life through prayers.
That is Yusuf Hossein, Muslim Sheikh in Kakuma 1. So far, people in Kakuma still have panic as 4 people have been quarantined in Kakuma 4 hospital waiting for tests to prove whether they have the virus. The 4 people include a 72-year-old Somali-American who entered Kenya from America on Monday last week and directly came to Kakuma on Thursday, violating the rule to be quarantined in Nairobi. According to the health officer in Kakuma, Mr. Dominic Ongaki, the man with his son, grandson and a driver should be isolated for 14 days in Kakuma given the travel history and their body temperature during that day. Remember, this is not coronavirus case in Kakuma, but rather a person quarantined given the travel history. On the other hand, the Minister for Health yesterday confirmed the increased number of coronavirus cases by 8 in Kenya, bringing the total number of cases to 15 people. The minister therefore came up with new ways to contain the spread of the coronavirus. These include complete shutdown of entertainment places, churches and malls. International flights are also restricted.
All international flights are suspended effective Wednesday, the 25th at midnight. The only exception to this rule are cargo flights, whose crew must observe strict guidelines. Those coming into the country between now and Wednesday, may they be Kenyans or foreigners, will undergo mandatory quarantine at a government-designated facility at their own expense. Countries wishing to evacuate their nationals must make their arrangements to do so within this period. Kenyans who are currently in foreign countries and will not have come back within the said period are advised to observe the guidelines issued in their respective countries wherever they are. All persons who violate the self-quarantine requirement will be forcibly quarantined for a full 14 days at their cost, and thereafter arrested and charged in accordance with the Public Health Act. Effective midnight tonight, all bars will remain closed until further notice. Restaurants are to remain open, but only for purposes of facilitating takeaway services. All public service vehicles must adhere to the directive issued on Friday, March the 20th, failure to which the respective SACCO licenses will be revoked. NAC has directed the suspension of all church, mosques, funerals, and other social gatherings, and funerals are restricted to immediate family members only. Go home. Stay at home. People are getting sick because they came in touch with somebody else.
That is Kenya's Minister of Health, Mutahi Kagwe, there talking. And looking back, last week, the Minister of Education in Kenya, CS George Magoha, issued a decree that children from public schools will now have the lesson broadcast on TVs, radio, and YouTube after they were ordered to stay at home following the outbreak of coronavirus pandemic. According to Citizen TV Kenya, the Education CS George Magoha said lesson for 15 million learners who are now at home will begin on March 23rd in partnership with the Kenya Broadcasting Corporation, KBC. The ministry will broadcast radio program daily from Monday to Friday through Radio Taifa and English services. Radio Taifa lessons are expected to run from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., while English services program will be heard from 9:15 a.m. to 12 p.m. and again from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. But the bigger question here is, how will learners from Kakuma also benefit from this system of having all the lessons lectured online and on radios and TVs? Nial Deng is one of the facilitators for Lukaku School in Kakuma.
Thank you so much, Santos, and thanks for having me. So my name is Nial Deng, and I manage Project Kakuma, which aim to provide quality education to 300-plus refugee children in Kakuma. So it's very difficult to implement the same thing in Kakuma, given the calm demographic and access to limited resources. Because for learning to continue through YouTube at homes for the kids, they need to have access to a device and access to internet, which is not possible because we all have internet at the center, but we don't have internet at home. But I hope our team might be in touch with UNHCR to explore the same thing, maybe by trying to use radio because we have one in Kakuma, but it's very challenging, and I think it's something that will take some time to be implemented, given the lack of resources.
That means as other learners will continue learning in down Kenya, your learners will stay at home, yet at the end of the time, they'll sit to the same national exam. Will it not really affect them?
Yes, it will affect a lot, but I believe there will be other means to help the student continue their learning. I saw the message from UNHCR education officer, and he was saying that he was urging teachers to give his students learning assignment so that they can continue learning at home over this period. And he also encouraged the use of WhatsApp to share information with the students, like exercise and tests they can do over the period of the lockdown.
That is Nial Deng, a facilitator for Kakuma Project, which was named as Lukaku School in Kakuma. And that brings us to the end of our today's News in Focus. For more information, visit our website www.refm.online or on your favorite social media. Just follow Ref FM on Facebook. I'm Santos Madiu. Until next time, goodbye.
Go watch a revolution, yo. The mighty sun bandit dance, a African ting song, yo.
I wanna dance, dance African style, yeah. And I'm an internal love leaper, Africa. Don't, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, on, don't.
Baba Sicile, adi don. Wani basa boki na 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 adi don.
Sabani na kocha na ba, bopai bongoni ki.
African
son, ngona kocha na ba, bopai bongoni ki.
African
son, jump how we jump it
down in Africa.
Dance how we dance it
down in Africa.
Sweep how we sweep it
down in Africa.
Daga ya, adi don don don. I wanna dance dance African style. African dance to water, ma'am. Ain't you do no bin? Now, all of us are Kalam Jemil Filu Garade, Lugarata Africa de Lugarata Belly, Hizu Hizu, Malugarata Belly.